You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
We should be able to feel and sense subtle shifts in the atmosphere. For instance, have you ever talked to someone and noticed that they're not listening to you anymore? Now, many of you say yes, but you don't. You don't sense it. You don't, because you will stop talking if you sensed it. You just keep barreling in. And you don't ever notice that the limb is shaking, but the bird is gone. The limb is shaking. There's no bird there anymore. It took flight.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Creating an Atmosphere for Miracles. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18.
God had to use all of that to get Jacob free from family trees and family curses. And when he crossed the foot of Jabbok and there he was left alone, God broke some stuff off that he had in his life. It was in his uncle's life. It was in his mother's life. And you'll see it. Laban was a trickster. He changed his wages many times. He tricked him into marrying two sisters. He took his resources. He used them for his own gain. But when Jacob had to be freed, God spoke to Laban and said, "Watch how you speak to him, or I'll kill you." When God has his hands on you, he'll make it right. Get in the right atmosphere. I believe Truth Revealed is a good atmosphere. Guess what the enemy is going to try to do when the enemy doesn't want you to live right? He's going to try to keep you from it. Because here you're going to be stirred. There's conviction here. Glory to God. So if we're going to create a right atmosphere, we need to create the right conditions, both physically and spiritually. I believe we are to engage a state of heightened anticipation. Please write that down. We need to encourage a state of heightened anticipation. And so we're too laid back when we come to the church. We should have heightened anticipation. There should be a reverence for the moment. A reverence for the moment. When I was a kid, we used to go to Lake Wells. I think it was Lake Wells. The Nativity, is it in Lake Wells? Lake Wells, Florida, when we were children, they used every Easter, they would do what they call an Easter pageant, where you can actually see the crucifixion of Christ. And a lot of people in Florida were taking busloads over to Lake Wells. They have what they call Spook Hill. You can put your car in neutral, and it will actually go up a hill. The gravitational pull in Lake Wells is different in Florida. Man, maybe you all don't know that, but I'm telling you. I'm a Floridian. I actually took a helicopter ride from the airport here in Melbourne. A man just came up to me one day and said, "Would you like to fly to Lake Wells?" I said, "Yeah." "What, jet?" He said, "No, helicopter." I said, "Okay." But after Kobe, I don't like him no more. Anyway, I met him over there, and he strapped me in. I put on the stuff, took pictures, had my little earpiece on and microphone. Oh, we're about to take off, whoop, whoop, whoop. And he lifted up out, and we just headed across the state. And we're about 500 feet off the ground, man. And I was like, it was an amazing experience, an amazing experience. Yeah. I saw cows. I said, "Who owns this land?" He said, "The Mormons." I said, "All of this?" I saw tobacco, could have been marijuana out there too, I don't know. But I saw a lot of plants. Right in Central Florida, from the west side all the way over to Lake Wells, in the middle of the state, there's this monument that's up. I said, "What is that?" He said, "A man fell in love with a woman, but she broke his heart, and he loved her so much, he built a monument to her." I said, he did what? He loved the what? What did she do to him? He said, you don't want to know. There's all kind of stuff in the state that you wouldn't know until you're airborne. And there's all kind of things that God want to show you, but you'll never see it if you never elevate. The atmosphere changes because the outlook changes. Oh, my God. We land in Lake Wells, do what we got to do, we fly back. Actually, the trip back was even better. I had an appreciation for the massive land. It took us an hour, maybe 50 minutes to fly because it's faster than a car. But we covered a lot of ground from an elevated space. And I had a heightened anticipation about the trip coming home. I believe we should have such an experience in the Holy Ghost that we have a heightened anticipation about coming to church. We're not just checking boxes. But I saw something. I saw something in the spirit. He woke me up. I was praying. I got to get to the house. I got to drop something at the altar and pick something else up. I got to stand before the Ark of the Covenant. I got to strip. I got to do something that I've never done before because I need something from God that I just don't have. Where is the heightened anticipation? Where is the focus? Where is the focus on God? When we come to the house of the Lord, we're way too colloquial and laid back in ourselves when we need to step it up some. So we can be exact and be on with God. Nobody's talking about perfection. Nobody's talking about super spiritual. We're just talking about a heightened anticipation. How do you feel when you're going on a trip? You feel excited about it. That's what you need. When you're going on a trip to come to church, you need to be excited. Just like you're going on a trip when you're getting out of your house. I'm going to the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. If I had 10,000 tongues, that's what the psalmist said, I would praise him with every one. The first tongue, the second, the third, all the way to 10,000. What kind of thought is that? We like to hear the scripture, man, a cattle on 1,000 hills is the Lord, and it just goes over our head. But think about 1,000 hills. 1,000. 1,000 hills. It will change your perspective. Now see them flooded with cattle or resources. That's the kind of scope of what he wants to do. But he would not allow you to prosper in yourself. He bought you with a price. He shook you when you were in your mother's womb. He chose you to be a prophet. You will not be able to belly dance with everybody else and still make it. You're going to have to do what God called you to do. I know what I'm talking about. Because if I stray, he slays. And he always brings me back to the house of the Lord. I can't escape it. I can't get rid of it. He's always working with me, and I'm gonna preach myself happy. He's always working with Clark. He won't allow me to do whatever I want to do. He will let me die before I did whatever I want to do. He's always pulling me back to him. He's always saying come home. He's always saying enter into my gates with thanksgiving and into my courts with praise. Be thankful unto me and bless my name. Change the atmosphere, true. Change the atmosphere. Someone told me that every time we curse, we release curses. Because the curse word has weight on it. So if you ever want to change something, you can't curse it out. You have to word it out. You have to say something that the Bible says when you speak to it. And that word will curse the curse. I don't know. That's what somebody told me. I don't know. It sounded good. It sounded good, man. An atmosphere will help you to take action and to participate. When the atmosphere is right, something kicks in us and we participate. Write it down. Sensitivity is key to atmospheres. The Bible says, grieve not the Spirit of God. Why would he say that? That means the Spirit can feel. Oh my God. I know we say that God is Spirit, but he said, grieve not the Spirit of God. Which simply means the Holy Spirit has feelings. What makes the Holy Spirit a person? Why do we say that they're three in one? Father, Son, Holy Ghost. And the three are one. Well, what makes them persons, not a physical being, but persons, is that they can feel, think, and speak independently of each other. So the Father can feel, think, and speak independently of the Son, who can think, feel, and speak independently of the Holy Spirit, and yet they're one. Like, for instance, I'm one man, but I have three roles. Right now, I'm pastor. When I go home, I'm father and husband. Same man, but three roles. Three in one. The difference between me and God is the father in me can't speak independent of the husband in me. And the husband in me can't speak independent of the pastor in me. You got to get it all. So I have to check myself to make sure that I'm morally, spiritually, and domestically qualified to do what I'm doing here. And then when I go home, I got to be father and husband. And there are qualifications for that too. But with the holy God that we serve is greater than man. So the Father can speak while the Son is quiet. And the Holy Ghost can speak while the Father and the Son is quiet. And then the Son can speak while the Father and the Holy Spirit is quiet. And they're still one. That's the mystery. Zechariah 12 and 10 or 10 and 12. And I will pour upon the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Father is speaking. I will pour out the spirit of grace and supplication. I will pour out my spirit. That's what the Father is saying. And you see the Holy Ghost being poured out by the Father. But he's quiet in the text. The Father is speaking. And I will pour upon the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. You see too. Then it changes. Same verse. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. That's the Son speaking now. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. Then it changes again. And they shall mourn for him. Not they shall mourn for me. They shall mourn for him as one mourns for his only son. Father speaking again. Oh my God. And so the three can do that. Where we're limited. And you'll hear people, oh, they get on YouTube and start talking to disrupt the Bible. And it's not true because you're saying this, that, and the other. I'm saying that my God is greater than I am. I'm telling you what I can do as a man, but he's greater. He created the world, and you want to put him in a box with man? The Father can speak independently, think, feel, and speak. And the Holy Spirit can do that. And the Bible says, don't grieve Holy Ghost, which means if things aren't right in the atmosphere, he can withdraw like a woman would when she's grieved. You grieve her, she... Men do it too. You grieve. Glory to God. Holy Spirit is like that. When we grieve, we withdraw. And he will withdraw his presence from a church. Or service. We don't come in right. We can be dressed right. We can be looking right. But if our heart is not right, he will be grieved with it. Am I saying you shouldn't come? No. I'm saying get your heart right when you come. Stop saying that altar is for them and you just sit there with all of this stuff in you. You got to trade out your furniture for his. Oh, my God. So sensitivity is important. Write it down. Sensitivity to spiritual atmospheres is important. We should be able to, as the Holy Ghost can, perceive and feel subtle shifts in the atmosphere. We should be able to feel and sense subtle shifts in the atmosphere. For instance, have you ever talked to someone and noticed that they're not listening to you anymore? Now, many of you say yes, but you don't. You don't sense it. You don't, because you would stop talking if you sensed it. You just keep barreling in. And you don't ever notice that the limb is shaking, but the bird is gone. The limb is shaking. There's no bird there anymore. It took flight. You still talking. You think everybody's interested in what you're saying, but they've already shifted. If you're talking to somebody, they pull out their phone and they're just doing something on the phone. They're not listening to you anymore. You still into what you're saying? At the same time, you may want to say, are you listening? Because I need you listening when I'm talking. That's why in our church we have order. Because if you were speaking in tongues while I'm preaching, then you're not listening. You can speak in tongues through worship. I wouldn't know. Go. If that's the way you work with God. But once the word comes, we're listening, right? Yeah. Would you go to college and speak in tongues? Every time the teacher says something that agrees with you? It ain't for that moment, right? Okay, all right. Professor would say, "Are you? What nation are you from?" Well, I'm from America. What kind of language is that? You need to listen, or you can exit. You want to come to church and lose mine. I had a man tell me, man, on his job, the Holy Ghost led him to pray for this lady in the lobby. I said, the Holy Ghost ain't tell you to do that? Yes, he did. I said, no, he didn't. Yes, he did. I said, no, he didn't tell you to do that. And if you did it here, God, our Lord told me to lay hands on somebody in the lobby. You're not connected here. I'm going to tell you he didn't tell you that either. So what are you talking about? When I go to your house, I don't just lay hands. I ask for permission. I don't walk in any room, and I'm the bishop. But I submit to the living room unless you say you can go through the house. I don't take liberties like that. Because that's order and it's out of order. So anybody talking about their letter of the Spirit and doing whatever they want to do, even the Spirit, the Bible said the spirit of a prophet is even subject to a senior prophet. So if you got the Spirit, I mean, you're the most powerful prophet in the world and you're in the midst of a senior one. In other words, you come in an atmosphere where you're not the chief one. You don't take over. You got to ask for permission. Is it okay if I release this? No. Thank you. Because if you ask the question, you can't shape the answer. You want to ask the question and then tell me what I'm supposed, how am I supposed to respond? You're controlling it. If you shape the question, you can't shape the answer too. Or you're the controller. You got to let me answer the way I answer. Oh my God. This is how we have true dialogue. If I listen to you, you need to listen to me. Or we can get grieved. That's in the natural. Holy Ghost is like that. He's setting atmospheres. If you don't have the right atmosphere, he'll back up out of it. Very gently. You look around and say, man, it's dead space in there. I know. You felt it. Ain't nothing moving in the atmosphere. If God is there, he fills the empty space. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. Well, I'm teaching. I hope you receive it. We should be able to pick up subtle shifts in the spirit. We should be able to pick up spiritual and emotional space. What are you talking about, Bishop? I know when there are gaps. I can tell with people that are close to me when there are gaps. I can tell. I can tell when your mind isn't all there. I can pick up space and distance. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the oil that runs from the head to the beard and into the skirt. It touches two mountains, Hermon and Zion. They are far apart from each other and their elevations are different. One, Hermon is high, but it's a long way away. Zion is not so big, but they're still unified because distance doesn't separate space. In other words, miles is not the equation. God said you can be on the other side of town or in a different state and we can still be unified. But if we're not, I can pick it up. Oh, my God. And this is when you're really tuned in, you should be able to locate when there's something shifting. Glory to God. God can pick it up. We can look the part, but he knows. And in a church like this, we come from all over. But when we come in here, we need to be unified. And we should be able to pick up when there's distance in space. There should be no distance between the worship director and the singers. No distance at all. There should be no distance between the sound man and the bishop. And you should give me what I'm looking for. There should be no distance between any ministerial advisor. They don't like what I said when I'm preaching. And you got to get your head together. You're not supposed to like everything I said, but you should know that I love you. I'm not supposed to make you comfortable all the time. I would go schizophrenic. I would lose it. I can't do that. You make a minor adjustment for me every week. Imagine me trying to make an adjustment for you, 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 and you. I make the adjustments, but if you did what I was doing, we would have peace here. Because I make an adjustment for you. If you're talking to me, I listen. Can you do that to each other? Can you do it in your homes? Make the adjustment like I try to do. I deal with a multiplicity of issues. It's overwhelming. If you didn't have grace, it will kill you. You want my position? Take it. You'll throw it back at me in a week. Take it back. You have to have a grace to do this. It's not it's not glamorous. It's glorious. It's not glamorous. After a few months, you'll be like, whoa, that's full-time ministry? Ooh, I know the Lord want me to go for it. Okay, do you understand? Do you understand people look at everything that you do? They can tell when you have a nick on your finger. They don't bring you no Neosperm, though. They just say, how did you do that? Oh, you need to check your breath. They don't bring you anything for it, though. You know, your tire wearing out. They don't buy you a new one, though. They notice everything. Somebody came in here and said, Bishop, ooh, I had a dream you were smoking cigarettes. I said, well, that ain't God. Don't tell them. What are you talking about? Another lady came and said, I saw you in a casket. I said, don't tell me that. You ready for that kind of ministry? People see you all decayed. I saw worms. And they say it. Or when my mama died, lift up your head. Lift up your head. Your mama was a good mama. She died. I was walking out of my office into the bathroom. I just had my head down. I didn't say anything to anybody. Lift up your head. You don't understand, man? Are you ready for that? That's what comes with it. Preaching like this, good. But afterwards, you got to deal with people and issues. And you have to make time for God because you will be absorbed by it. Got to have the right atmosphere. And that's why I have to talk to him often. Help me. I say that more than I say give me. Help me. You call me. I don't know what to do with this. Give me peace.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Creating an Atmosphere for Miracles, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Attention high school seniors, apply now for the Tuskegee Airmen Scholarship and take your first step towards higher education. Tuskegee Airmen Incorporated inspires a passion for aviation through STEM and STEAM programs. Don't miss out. Applications are due by Monday, January 27th, and are available at the Communication and Promotion Counter. For questions, contact Elder Toby Hobart at 321-305-9831. Seize this opportunity for your future. Youth Church is in full swing. Connect your middle and high schoolers with their peers in a fun and high-energy environment where they can be mentored and grow together every Sunday at 8 and 11 a.m. Join the movement. Come thrive with us. And men, it is time to register for Legatus, the 2025 Men's Advance Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 10th and 11th. Check out the Truth Revealed mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event. Take advantage of the combo package and remember to order your conference t-shirt and polo.
Baby dedication is scheduled for Sunday, December 29th at the 8 a.m. service. Forms are due by Sunday, December 15th.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
A new and glorious morning.